Now, Fee, we've been trying to get this guest for a few years now. You love this guest, but I'm going to introduce the other guest first. Now, we've got a lovely man by the name of Graham McTavish, and he is...
Don't. Dougal?
Yes,
what do you mean?
Yes.
No, what do you mean?
But our special guest for you, Fifi, we've been trying to get him for years.
I don't believe you.
Sam Ewan!
Fifi.
Now, Sam... We've been trying to get you for a long time. We've also,
she's actually lost it. Oh no!
Sorry, Graham. We'll get to you, mate. But this has been amazing moment.
It's so interesting. So this is exactly the reaction every time I see Sam.
Very similar. You think.
Graham, Sam. Oh my gosh! No, this. I'm actually an experienced broadcaster, but this is weird because, Sam, they have been stitching me up for years, pretending to get you all the time, and I never imagined that you'd be here. And this is lovely.
Hi. That's so good. Well done, guys.
That's wonderful.
Now, Sam, this is what's happened because our executive producer, his boyfriend, is Scottish. So we played a stitch up on Fee, and he acted like you.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Ewan here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. We're on set in Bannockburn in a very cold Scotland on season 4 of your favourite show. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for the show, and maybe see you soon.
He's actually more Scottish than I am.
He's much more Scottish.
Yeah, he overcooked it, I think.
Yeah, he's proper Scottish.
And then we Scots to the max.
And then we also got a birthday message for Fifi from also you, Sam.
What are you saying, Fifi?
Hang on. Fifi, I'd like to wish you a very...
She's crying.
Looking at the video.
It's you!
Happy birthday, Boxing!
Oh, this is great.
Oh, it's really awkward.
It's a real life thing now.
For the next one. I can't wait for the next wind-up. It'll be in person this time.
Well, last time, I think Fee thought you may have been coming on, Sam, and instead she got Carol Baskin from Tiger King, and she was quite let down.
Hey, I mean, very similar. As well. Yes, we have the same hairstyle and X number of X's.
I have to be honest though, to have both of you, yes. I never imagined I'd have Jamie Fraser and Dougal, both of you, because Graham, I am a huge fan of yours as well. Clearly I'm an Outlander fan. But also Two Men in Kilts. I mean, I have followed both of you even further, which will not surprise you, to your wonderful series, which is fantastic. And the fact that you two are mates, I love. How did you end up going into this, into, you know, obviously your television series together?
Yeah, so it was kidnapping. was a lot to do.
I wouldn't say mates more than, you know, prisoner and
hostage.
I tell you what, I would never have believed when I met Sam, which is now 8 years ago, nearly 9 years ago, that I would have been going on a camper van trip with him and writing two books. That I would never have imagined that. But yeah, we got to know each other on the show and we became friends. And then we both had this shared love of Scotland and history and the landscape and the people. And we wanted to do something to reflect that. So we ended up climbing into a camping van together, obviously what we would do, and explore Scotland.
What are the best and worst bits about going in a camper van? I've thought about it before, but they just seem massive to drive around.
Yeah, well, I would say, because obviously I have to do all the driving because my travel companion is too busy sleeping or eating or... just enjoying himself. So yeah, they're pretty difficult to drive, right?
And they are.
Also, in the bathroom, now that I would say that's the biggest problem, right? Because obviously you've only got a small toilet in the back. And when you've got a sound technician who the poor guy has to sit in there the whole time.
No.
It makes it even harder, especially when you go around corners. You can hear him kind of like banging
being
against
thrown around in the bathroom.
Yeah.
For someone that hasn't been to Scotland, what's the best place to go to in Scotland? Obviously, you've got your own whiskey, so I'd be drinking some of that.
Yes.
And I love a beer. What's the best place?
Well, we've got that too. Yeah.
It's such a difficult question. I mean, Edinburgh is a great. Edinburgh and Glasgow. I mean, Edinburgh and Glasgow, very different, but both wonderful. But I love the Outer Hebrides. It's so different. It's so wild. You get some great whiskey going out to the Hebrides. So yeah, that would be my pick.
You can't go wrong. Get in your camper van and just go on a road trip. Honestly, it's such a great country.
I've got a wedding in Scotland, middle of 2023. There's a comedian, Daniel Sloss, Scottish bloke, who's getting married. I'm going to get to wear a kilt for the first time.
Jocks or no jocks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, jocks or no jocks?
Tips. Well, no, firstly, obviously, no jocks. I mean, you can wear like underwear, but it has to be very, very small. Preferably kind of stringy. And a kilt. Your kilt should always, you know, be about mid-thigh.
Yes.
Perfect.
Isn't that interesting? Okay? I was wondering why you wore yours like that.
Yes. Always, well, make sure, you know, the shorter the better, really.
Guys, yeah, I've had a book put in my hands. This is exciting. So I can get back involved in the chat that waiting 5 years for.
Fee is the true professional, and we have really
the
sprung
Clanlands
this on.
The Clanlands Almanac. This looks fantastic, and it's so fantastic because I've actually just released my own book, and I'm going to plug your book harder than my very own book. So that's how invested I am in this. What have I got here, guys? What have we? The Clanlands Almanac. What's it about?
What is it about? Yes. Well, obviously, this is the Clanlands Almanac. It's not your book, but we should talk about it as well. But we obviously went on a road trip and we wrote our first book and we had such a good time and we had so much material. We really wanted to go and put all of that other material into this new book. And also, this book reflects, I guess, the time we spent shooting Men in Kilts. So it's a different format to the first book. It's a calendar year in Scotland, and basically just a celebration of everything we love about Scotland, about the culture, the heritage, the tradition, and the competition between myself and my bearded co-star.
Yes, there's a competition of the month. I mean, you wouldn't think that two people could have so many competitions. But somehow we managed it, and Sam is doing. And I was a willing participant. I won most of them, but you know, I don't want to give that away. Yes.
Okay, this interview is over.
Everything's a competition. I'm an ex sports person, so everything I do is a competition. Now, you've done Scotland, you're from Scotland. Is there any chance that you'll go to other countries, write a book in a camper van and travel around those countries? Because that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Like Australia, because I could join you.
Yeah, it's a bigger country.
I would say that we would definitely. Yes.
We need one of those, you know, those sort of lorry trains. They're like, you know, they go on
road trains.
And they're massive. Yeah, road trains. Right. And we need one of those. And we could have separate parts of it as well.
Carry Jeep.
Can I ask quick, why is it called Hogmanay? That's the one bit about Scotland, the New Year. What's Hogmanay? Is it just New Year's?
It is obviously it's our new year. It is an ancient tradition, a Scottish tradition, and it has a lot of traditions that we do, including first footing. It's basically the same thing. It's a celebration of New Year. The actual word Hogmanay, Graham will enlighten you on that.
He's the winner of the competition.
It's in my mind for the moment.
Literally, I did not see the bus going by that he was going to throw. That's amazing. No, I'm going to.
Let me just look. I'm just going to look.
I'm going to be completely honest. I have no idea. I have no. I do not know why it's called Hogmanay. All I know is that it goes on longer than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, it's massive.
It goes on for at least 3, possibly 4 days of public holidays.
Wow.
So they take Scottish. The Scots take Hogmanay very, very seriously. Are you actually looking it up?
You know what? You've just found out the one mistake of our book that we don't know why it's actually called that. So if anyone wants to write in and maybe we'll
yes,
that's for the new edition.
Then the next edition
with Hogmanay.
Well, I can't believe this falls on me to wrap up the interview that I'd like to keep talking to you both all morning, but to have two of the finest actors, Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish, to have you both on the show. I've been waiting a long time for this, so thank you so much. And this fantastic book, The Clanlands Almanac. This is a great, we've got Christmas not far away, a great Christmas gift.
Yes, great gift. Christmas gift.
To, one of, and Men in Kilts, if you haven't seen the series, watch the series. I think you're both wonderful, and this has been a real treat.
Yeah, boys, just make sure you write another book.
Oh, thank you.
Write another book soon so we can get you back on, because she's not going to stop talking about this.
We would love to. We'd love to be in person next time.
Yeah, this interview will be repeated and repeated and repeated. So if you're going to see your sales spike in Melbourne.
Forget Hogmanay. It'll be just our annual visit to you guys.
Yeah.
Well done. Thanks, boys.
Thank you. So I'm going to do a weird selfie moment because that's me. And I'll never forget this. Graham, Sam, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.